time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about ice fishing. Yes, there is places around in the area to go ice fishing. We're going to talk about Christmas gift ideas from the DWR and the turkey hunt that you can always get in there right now and get ready for. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, what's been going on with you and the DWR?
You know, we're getting ready for our seasonal captures. We're getting out and putting radio collars on our deer, on our elk, on our bighorns, and on our pronghorns as well, so that we can monitor those populations and look for disease and also look for pregnancy rates. So right now is a busy time of year for us.
It's got to get out. And is it a lot of flying around in a helicopter like they talk about?
Yeah, it is. A lot of flying in a helicopter and also a lot of groundwork, depending on the species. So it's all hands on deck right now.
All right. And once again, what are some of the things you go out and tag deer? What are some of the other things you go out and tag?
We go out and we put some collars on elk. We also do pronghorn and bighorn sheep. Most of our bighorn sheep were collared last year, so not so much in this southeastern region that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks, but in some of the other regions, we're putting out collars.
All right, so you guys will be busy. Let's talk about a leisure activity that a lot of people do. I have never done it. You and I have talked about this. Ice fishing.
That's right, and I'm in the same boat, too. So this year, you and I are going to have to get out and cut our teeth on some ice fishing.
But I'm willing.
Our regional fisheries biologists, they've given me a report just this morning. Up at Schofield, the ice is thickening. It's thickest near the shore, so people are having some success out by the boat ramps. Be really careful, though, if you're going out further onto the lake. I'm not sure how thick the ice is there yet, but I wouldn't get too far from the shore. But people are having a lot of success there near the boat ramps. And also, if you want to continue to drive around the Energy Loop, Cleveland and Huntington are both frozen over with 6 to 8 inches, and people are having some success. So get out there and have some fun.
You know, and ice fishing is just another way to carry that sport in through the entire year. Once again, I said I've never done it, but everybody that I know that's gone out and done it says it's actually a lot of fun. You don't even realize most of the time that you're probably freezing.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And it's one of those things that it's probably because there's really not a lot for the fish to eat and feed on at this time of year. So any opportunity is a good opportunity for them. Is that really the way it works?
Yeah, that's right. And also, I mean, you're really getting down deep with your baits and with your lures, and you can get some of those larger fish down at the bottom. So.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit, since we're talking about fishing, let's talk about fishing licenses as Christmas gifts. It's actually a pretty good deal because there are 365 days. They don't end at the end of the calendar year. Is that correct?
That is correct, and it's a great gift to give. If you're a resident in the state, it's just over $30. If you're a hunter as well, you can lump your hunting and your fishing together in one purchase, again, just in the $30 range. If you want to give a gift as a fishing license, you can do that too. You can get on our website at wildlife.utah.gov, and you can make a purchase by logging on for your kids. Again, a great opportunity, especially with this upcoming summer. Get on it now, make the purchase, and go out and have some fun. Start ice fishing this year. That should be good, too.
Then get you involved early and quick. Now, what are some of, if somebody wants to gift a license or a fishing license, what is some of the information that they're going to need to do that?
You do need to have enough information to basically describe the person. You got to have their date of birth, you got to have their height, their eye color, their age, etc. So it's great to give as a gift for family members and stuff like that.
Now, is this one of those things that if they have a license this year and you wanted to get one for them next year, it's just that much easier because all you've really got to do is go in and renew? They have all the information, or do you need to bring the information with you again?
You can get on there, and if they've already purchased a license in the past, we should have all of their information in the system. If it's the first time they've ever had a fishing license, again, it's pretty easy to get all of that information put in there. Mostly it's age, date of birth, height, eye color, hair color, that kind of stuff.
All right, so remember, get on out there. You can buy them for Christmas, and they last 365 days. Fishing licenses and hunting licenses are a really great gift idea when it comes to Christmas time.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the turkey hunt.
Yeah, we have in the spring a turkey hunt, and right now is the time that you can get online, again, at our website, wildlife.utah.gov, and you can apply for a turkey hunting permit. So that just opened up, 2 days ago, and the application period will close on December 28th. So get on out there. If you're interested in going out turkey hunting this upcoming spring, now is the time to apply.
And you can just go right online to your guys' website and do all that, correct?
That's right.
All right. Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. Good luck. And yeah, let's try and go ice fishing this year.
Let's do it. Thanks very much, Dave.
Thank you. You take care. That's Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.